This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that Russia's war in Ukraine amounts to genocide, accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian.
The evidence is mounting. It's different than it was last week. The more evidence is coming out of the horrible things that the Russians have done in Ukraine. And we're going to only learn more and more about the devastation. And we'll let the lawyers decide internationally whether or not it qualifies, but it sure seems that way to me.
Biden's comments drew praise from the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who encouraged Western leaders to use the term to describe Russia's invasion of his country. A United Nations treaty to which the U.S. is a party defines genocide as actions taken with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group. Past American leaders have often dodged formally declaring bloody campaigns such as Russia's and Ukraine as genocide, hesitating to trigger an obligation that under international convention requires signing countries to intervene once genocide is formally identified. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed that Russia's offensive in Ukraine would continue until its goals are fulfilled. He insisted Tuesday the campaign was going as planned despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition and significant losses. Russian troops have been thwarted in their push toward Ukraine's capital and are now focusing on the eastern Donbas region. Ukraine said Tuesday it was investigating a claim that a poisonous substance had been dropped on its troops.